Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
And good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 23rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, it's a very special guest. You may have been listening to the song that played before this even started, if you're listening to this after the fact on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And if so, then get ready for a continuity of sound, because the man who made it, Adam, is with me today. How you doing, Adam?
I'm good. I promise not to use the N word, the F word, the M word. The only word today is love.
Oh, it's all about love and standing in your truth and light.
Yeah, I've been getting my license for a metaphysical practitioner, so I'm really close to Caitlin level.
It's very good. It's good to have an expert. All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything going on the live feeds yesterday. And we were talking about a little bit before. It was a little bit of a slower day compared to the previous days, mostly because of the first conversation we get where Caitlin tells Tyler she doesn't need a man to save her. So she's not going to try to get Fessy to use the veto on her today, which means a lot less for us to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there were little nuggets in there, and she did have a conversation with Fessy, but she didn't outright plead this time. There was no crying from her.
Yeah,
I guess it's an improvement.
We did get one conversation, which gave us a great little nugget that we'll talk about. But yes, Caitlin starts the day. She's talking to Tyler. She says, "Tyler, I need you to hang out with me more today. I really need the attention and support." And like I said, she has decided she doesn't need a man to save her, despite what she may have been talking about with Fessy and him being her superhero just a day before. Tyler is trying to tell her, like, hey, this week, you know, things, I feel like you're going to see what happens. You're going to see that your side, maybe is not supporting you in the way that they should. Maybe the way you thought they would. And maybe you shouldn't have run back to them, because then the other side is like, hey, you know, we thought we had her, but then she ran back to them after she backdoored their leader. So, I don't know. Things might not look, the best for you here.
Yeah, for sure. I think L6 did a really good job of kind of laying the groundwork, both with Caitlin and with Sam, that if the veto's used, maybe they should put somebody up from that former Faute side. And it seemed to work with great effect by the end of the day.
Yes. He also says, like, just you should have stuck with us. You're just like, just if you had stuck with us, then it would be fine. He's really trying to just lay the groundwork for all of the Faute people to vote to evict Caitlin this week and then have her come back and be really mad at them.
Yeah, one thing I liked about yesterday was that there was a lot of game talk. It was just little bits and pieces. You really had to watch the entire day. And one thing that's great about this season is everybody seems to be in their own way playing the game. Even those that we kind of see as wallflowers, like Angela or Casey, they did really good work yesterday with their side. And Haley and Bailey did great jobs, reaching out to the other alliance as well. So it's a very fluid situation, I think, right now going forward.
Yeah, very much so. Sam ends up talking to Bailey and lets her know, don't worry, you're not the replacement nominee. Like, you will not be going on the block, which, you know, lets Bailey just be like, all right, good. I'm good. Don't have to worry. Fessy can use the veto all he wants. I don't have to worry about it. It seems like Bailey's work in the last few days trying to bond with Sam has been effective and that she will remain safe.
Yeah, for sure. She's been so good. She uses this strategy where she's just very honest and open with people, but they don't take it as like an affront against them. they just take it as genuine critique. I know she had conversations with Caitlin where she just straight up said, hey, you just try to avoid me sometimes. But that didn't upset Caitlin. Caitlin just kind of ignored it because she's in her own special place. But Bailey's put in really good work, and it'll be interesting to see if she kind of flips over to that L6 side, or if she's able to pull somebody like a Casey or a Sam in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, nobody stays mad at Bailey. Despite how many times she's made people angry or gotten caught like talking about people, nobody stays mad at her. Nobody's really targeting her. So she's got that going for her. Fessy is going to talk to Haley and let Haley know, I will be using the veto on you. I also want to make a big speech, like a personal speech toward Caitlin to make it seem like I'm mad at Caitlin and that we're not together. And maybe that will help her stay because nobody will think we're together. And then, hopefully Caitlin can stay. Fessy trying to, walk this line between the two of them where he does something for both of them and they both stay, and he gets to maintain the intention of both women.
Yeah, that relationship is so awkward. They were laying in bed early in the day yesterday, and it's like Fessy is pleading, hey, let me use the veto on you, and Haley responds with something like, I mean, you can if you want to.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a big deal. And he goes back to her later in the night. It just reaffirms, hey, I'm 100% going to use the veto on you. And she kind of gives him the cold shoulder. I don't know if that's just an attractive thing to Fessy, but she really has him eating out of the palm of her hand.
I feel like it's kind of like it's like this guy who wants to do something that would be very helpful to this woman, but she's like that would be great, but you're not like, there's nothing attached to this, right? Because if there is, then I don't want it. I don't want to like be super like eager. But at the same time, like it's a shitty spot to be in, I think, for Haley. And we'll talk about it later at the very end of the night. Really, really gets very blatant. Not my favorite. Caitlin is going to talk to Fessy. This is the great little nugget we get from Caitlin. She does try to get Fessy to use the veto on her. And she does so by saying she's talking about, her Instagram account and how, like, my Joe, my boyfriend, he's running my Instagram account right now. And I bet you he is posting pictures of us together lying down in the bed and stuff that say, and at this point you're like, okay, like that say something, but like maybe she's got like a hint of self-awareness here. She says, no, that say, don't worry, he's definitely going to save you, Caitlin. Posting pictures of Caitlin and Fessy lying in a bed together saying, don't worry, he's definitely going to save you. She genuinely thinks that that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, sometimes I just feel bad for Caitlin, because she's not malicious. She just seems to be completely ignorant about the power she seems to have and the ramifications of the relationships in the house. And combined with this quote unquote big secret that people have alluded to, man, she is in for a rude awakening if she goes home. And I mean, I want her to stay in the house because it's great feeds, but oh my gosh, she is peak delusional.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's Caitlin for you. There's not going to be a whole lot more of Caitlin during the day, but she managed to get in a good one for us to chew on for a while. JC is going to go around a bit today. He talks to Fessy. He's trying to get Fessy to not use the veto. Then he goes to Haley and he's trying to convince Haley to not let Fessy use the veto. He also finds out that from Haley that Caitlin told Fessy that she has feelings for him. And he's like, I feel like that's what she told Tyler too. I feel like she's just telling everybody this. And so he's like, look, Caitlin needs to go. She's the worst. But the only way for her to go is if you stay on the block. So you need to stay on the block, Haley. And for as ridiculous as this argument is to say to the person that's on the block and would love to be saved, it does kind of get through to Haley a bit, especially when she knows that Rockstar is the potential replacement nominee, as JC is telling her, because she does want Caitlin to leave and she doesn't want Rockstar to leave. So part of her is kind of thinking maybe I should stay on the block so that Caitlin leaves and not Rockstar. So JC just continuing to, you know, get people to not do things in their own interest.
Yeah, JC is, if there's an MVP for yesterday, it's JC, because he is running around. He tells Fessy straight to his face, if you play the veto, I'm not talking game with you anymore. That's ballsy, but he gets away with it. I think you mentioned last night that the language barrier may be an issue, but he is so good at having those conversations and just planting those seeds in the head. And I think the best part for me for the feed yesterday was when he had a conversation with Tyler that started out in the HOH room, and that conversation back and forth as they're trying to subtly manipulate each other. That was feed's gold for me. That was definitely the highlight of the night.
Yeah, they did. They had a conversation then later where JC is like, yeah, Caitlin told Fessy that she has feelings for him. And Tyler's like, no way. Come on. And he's like, no, really? Did she say that to you? And he's like, I mean, yeah, like she did. But she told me that Fessy told her that he has feelings for her. And JC, I can't believe that. He's like, don't tell Fessy that, though. And JC was like annoyed. He was like, why didn't you tell me this? And Tyler's like, well, I gotta look, I don't want to like ruin her life outside the house. Like, you know, like, what are you going to do? And JC's like, that's not your problem. It's on her. JC's really trying to push for Caitlin to go, and he's like, it feels like you don't want Caitlin to leave, Tyler. Tyler's like, listen, no, I want Caitlin to leave because I can't have her in that jury house. As soon as she gets to that jury house, everyone's going to tell her how much I actually hate her, and she's never going to vote for me. So I can't have her in that jury house. But the problem is, JC, that you need to chill. Like, just chill for a little, just chill until the veto ceremony. Because Tyler knows that Sam is at least planning on telling everyone about the power at the veto ceremony. So Tyler's trying to explain, like, just don't push too hard until the veto ceremony. I'm getting a vibe from Sam. She said some things that kind of imply that she feels like maybe no one will go home. And that maybe she'll tell people about this at the veto ceremony. So maybe you should just chill about all of this. JC does not really take the advice, though.
No, he does not. First of all, he doesn't really catch on to Tyler's like subtle attempts to be like, just chill out. But once he gets it, he's immediately like, I gotta talk to Bailey. And then then they go and do leg workouts. But it's with what we find out about potential renoms later in the night, it's going to be a really interesting vote, because I think Tyler wants to vote Caitlin out, but at the same time, it may not be in the best interest of his game short term. And gosh, the cognitive dissonance that must be going on in his head right now is astounding.
Yeah, it does seem like Rockstar will be the replacement nominee. It seems like it, based on what Sam has said. So given that fact, it is very interesting to try and figure out, like, you know, what will Tyler and the rest of Level 6 decide? Obviously, we know that Faute is going to vote to keep Rockstar. All of them are, except for maybe Fessy. There's a chance that Fessy votes to keep Caitlin. Although I think ultimately he'll do what Haley wants him to do. But I think it matters whether or not Sam's allowed to tell them about the power. If they know about the power, then Tyler is able to operate on the same level as everyone else, and he's able to use the correct reasoning of like, well, we should vote for Caitlin because whatever, or maybe we should vote this way, or maybe we should split our votes because it doesn't matter because the person's probably going to come back. But if Sam is not allowed to tell people about the power, then Tyler is not able to tell people why he wouldn't want Rockstar, or he wouldn't want to vote Rockstar out. He's not allowed to say, like, well, I can't vote Rockstar out because, or I can't vote Caitlin out because I think she's probably not going to leave. Like, she's going to come back and then she's going to be pissed at me. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think that ultimately level six will decide to evict Rockstar in the hopes that she doesn't make it back in the house. If they know about the power, and most of them know about the power at this point anyway, Brett and Angela know that it's automatically going to be used. They don't know the details though. So whether or not Sam ends up telling them, at the veto ceremony, I do think that we'll have Tyler and Casey tell them some more details and explain to them, look, it's a chance to come back in. They're going to have to like compete in some kind of thing. And so if we vote Caitlin out, she's probably going to come back in, but if we vote Rockstar out, there's a chance she might fail and then they'd still lose a number. None of us like Rockstar anyway. Let's just do this. It makes more sense for us. So I think that's where we're probably going to go in terms of the vote.
Yeah, I agree. And Sam had a conversation with Brett and Angela, I believe, and she kind of alluded to the fact that Brett needed to accept an apology from Rockstar in the event that she would be going home. So Sam seems on board with this plan as well. My question is, assuming that Tyler is able to successfully vote out Rockstar, how does he get JC on board? Because as these numbers get smaller and those people in the middle continue to play a pivotal role, he's got to find a way to hold on to JC and to a lesser extent, Sam and Scotty if possible.
Which is why I think I think that Tyler will have to explain the power and explain that reasoning to JC. Like, even if we vote Caitlin out, she's probably just going to come right back in. So let's wait until next week to take Caitlin out. Don't worry. Again, I need her out pre-jury. So this is not me trying to save her. This is just me trying to make sure that we actually take somebody out from the other side. And Rockstar has much less of a chance to get back in, given that it's some kind of competition to get back in. So that would be, but again, you know, I felt like when I watched Vanessa on Big Brother 17, it was very easy to predict what Vanessa would do because she would always do the right thing. Like, mm-hmm. She was terrible socially, but she would always do the right thing in terms of the strategic positioning. Tyler is kind of the opposite. He always does things that I can't predict because he's a little bit all over the place, but his emotional social game, very good. So Tyler might not do this. He might just not tell anybody and then cast a vote for Caitlin or whatever it is. So we will just have to see. The veto ceremony will take place soon, and I assume that once the veto ceremony takes place, first of all, we'll know whether or not Sam told everyone about the power, and then we'll get some conversations about who people are going to vote for, because it's hard for them to even discuss it because they don't even know for sure who's going to be going up, if the veto is even going to be used. So we've gotten very little talk about where the vote might go just because they don't even know who's going to be on the block.
Yeah, exactly. I know L6 earlier in the day, we were just saying they were going to vote with the house, but obviously they were just saying that to placate the other people. I think it was, they were sitting with Scotty or something. I have no idea. They really haven't talked too much about this particular scenario because Sam has been not wanting Fessy to do much talking about what he's going to do with the veto, especially with her. So I know that, you know, he's confirmed to Haley several times he's going to use it. I don't know what the fallout's going to be when Rockstar goes up. We could see more pots and spoons for all we know.
Certainly possible. Haley is going to talk to Brett and then Angela just to get a sense of where they're at. Brett tells her that she's going to stay no matter what. She's good. Don't worry about it. They're in a good spot with their relationship. Angela says something similar. She says, I want Caitlin gone. I don't even think Caitlin has a boyfriend. And if she did, she doesn't anymore. Would be Angela's guess. Angela really coming hard for Caitlin. Also talking about her HOH week where she reigned over like a tyrant and all of those kinds of things. Angela's got a feisty side to her. I think she's another person that could come out to play later on in the season.
Yeah, 100%. You know, in the morning, Sam approached Angela and said, what would you do if Fessy played the veto? And Angela straight up was like, I'd put up Rockstar. Mm. She needs to be punished for her actions. That type of very honest candor would be very refreshing for Sam to hear. She wants people to be truthful. I think Angela's playing a very good under the radar game. She's not approaching people. She's letting people approach her. She's giving honest feedback. She's not shutting out people from the other side of the house. Like you said, she talked with Haley for a long while yesterday, and they seem to develop a good bond. I would watch out for Angela.
Yeah,
she's the vixen of the vixens.
Yeah. And also, I feel like she was one of the more effective people when talking to Sam, when talking about Rockstar, because, you know, and Tyler even admits this. He's like, I don't know how to do the Sam thing. Like, I don't know how to like play the victim and make people feel bad for me. Like, that's just not in me. So Tyler approached it as like, this is best for your game, but that doesn't matter to Sam. Angela approached it like, I think Rockstar is a bully and that she needs to be put on the block to be punished. And I still want Caitlin to go home, but Rockstar needs to be punished for being such a bully. And I think that really resonates with Sam. And that's when we really got like most of our confirmation that probably Rockstar would be going up on the block, because Sam loves to punish people for their behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. That's what's so great about this cast is you have so many people approaching the game from different ways, and seeing those ways clash and how house guests deal with it. Is what's bringing out the best in them. Sam has been kind of a mini dictator. She kind of lightened up yesterday. She was trying to be more goofy, but Tyler and JC, when they were having a conversation in the HOH room, they were afraid that Sam would come up and catch them. That's how effective Sam has been being kind of an authoritarian leader. So I'm interested to see going forward if that has any blowback on Sam, or if, similar to Scotty's HOH week last week, there are bigger fish to fry in the house.
Yes. Well, I mean, Rockstar thinks Sam is the best player in the house. She very impressed by Sam's gameplay. And Rockstar is going to talk to Sam as well and ask her about, like, so what's going on with the Women's Alliance? And Sam's like, no, I love that idea. I absolutely do. I just don't think it works in this particular house because, you know, JC is here.
Yeah.
What?
What? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Sam is so good at filibustering when somebody brings an idea up. I think she changed the conversation like two or three times in that room, where Rockstar was really trying to get in on that all girls alliance. And Sam was like, well, you know, let me tell you about this story down in Virginia. And Rockstar could just sit there and kind of deal with it. It was so good from Sam. Sam is a good player. She's just a different player. And we're not used to seeing that type of moralistic attitude from somebody that we also like. So we're kind of, you could see it on Reddit and Twitter, how people are divided. But I think if I had to guess, Sam going forward will kind of slide back under as she loses that power, which will be good for her game.
Yeah, I think that she, she is going to make this move. She's going to target these people, and the power is going to be used. And for like the next week or two, she will be in a kind of vulnerable spot because, there are people who feel, that they were wronged by her. People like Caitlin, people like potentially even Haley, might use her as a pawn. She might, be expendable, stuff like that. But if she survives the next week, maybe two, then I do feel like lock her in for a while, because who's going to bother to get rid of her? But I also don't think she's got much of a shot to win. She's pretty much that kind of character.
Yeah, I think it just depends on who she's sitting next with. We've seen in the last couple of seasons that if you're kind of a blah player, but you've developed good relationships and you sit with somebody who's been more cutthroat, the trend is that the blah player is going to win. And so, it would not surprise me. I think Tyler's doing a good job really thinking about who needs to go out pre-jury. And that's why he said Caitlin needs to go out pre-jury, but he's running out of time to do that. And before you know it, there's going to be somebody on there that is out for blood for whoever is playing the hardest. And one of those wallflower players could get an advantage from that.
Yes. So we also got Rockstar, as we briefly alluded to, apologizing to Brett. Finally, this happens. It was kind of a brief, awkward apology. I don't think, I don't think either person was really that into it. But it did happen. So hopefully we're going to get less Rockstar crying and saying that she knows this guy and that she can't believe that he's winning. But
yes,
I'm not going to get my hopes up.
I think the bubbles in the house helped a lot last night.
Yeah.
Sam made homemade bubbles, and Caitlin must have been out there for 3 hours just making bubbles. And I think that that really helped her center her chi. But yeah, I don't know. It depends. If Sam puts Rockstar up as a replacement nom, I could see her spiraling once again, having felt like that she lost a trusted ally in Sam.
I like the idea that that the reason the house was quieter yesterday was because like all of these really erratic people were just distracted by bubbles. Like Rockstar spent hours recycling. Oh, Brett, he's the worst. He's the worst. Fessy, use the veto on me. Use the veto on me. Bubbles.
Bubbles. That's not an exaggeration. Every time a female walked out of the door into the backyard, they went, "Oh, bubbles! I love bubbles!" And then there it went. It was a slow day for feeds. Let's put it that way.
Rockstar is also going to talk to Fessy, saying that he should use the veto on Haley. It doesn't matter to her if she goes up on the block. It doesn't matter to her if she goes home. She wants the veto to be used. This is also when she tells him that she thinks Sam is the best player in the house. But she's reached a zen place, and she's like, it's okay. I am willing to be sacrificed.
Yeah, I'm always divided on when players kind of get this attitude. On the one hand, I don't wish unhappiness upon anybody, but at the same time, you have the opportunity to play this game when so many other people do not. And if you really have that zen space, then save everybody the trouble and just go home.
Yeah, right.
Just leave. It's okay. Like it's so weird to me how that happened, but I understand she has a young child at home and, her mind may be separated, but that sounds very different from the rock star that was, making loud sounds at Brett earlier in the week.
It's the bubbles.
It's always the bubbles.
Yeah. So Fessy is then going to talk to Haley, and Haley, like I said, is going to be like, look, I don't want Rockstar to go home. I feel like Rockstar might go home if she goes up. So maybe we shouldn't use the veto. But this is not what Fessy wants to hear. Fessy wants to use the veto because he wants to hold it over Haley's head. And Fessy is basically saying, look, I want to use the veto on you. I do. But, you know, I've got some stipulations. I mean, you got to be my ride or die. And she's like, oh, yeah. I mean, you're my ride or die. Like, what's the problem? He's like, no, but I'm like, we need to, like, you know what I want after this. She's like, what do you want after that? What are you talking about? What exactly does it mean when you say I need to be your ride or die? And he's like, stop playing with guys' hair. Just like, wow, really?
Yeah.
He's like, what? Wow. What? Wow. What do you mean? Wow. She's like, wow.
He's very possessive with her, and she gives very clear signals and has that she does not want a showmance or a romance outside of the house. It's a delicate situation because you want Haley to just be like, yeah, dude, whatever you want. And then next week, make a move to cut him. But then you'd have to spend a whole week pretending like you're in a showmance with Fessy. And I don't think that she wants that. I don't think that many people outside of maybe JC wants that.
Yeah, and he's just like I can't be using the veto on you, and then you go and you're playing with some dude's hair. Like, that would be wrong. Like, what are you talking about, Fessy? She can't believe him. She can't believe what he's doing. He can't even understand her confusion. He's like, you won't listen. You'll be safe. You don't need to do that anymore. Like, excuse me? Like, this is so absurd. And the level of, like, creepy, you know, Puya said it wonderfully. He belongs on the nice guy subreddit, like, you know, that Haley, you know, is not allowed to do, like, poor Haley, who has, like, has to deal with this possessive, like guy that's implying that playing with guy's hair is, you know, too promiscuous for him. And then she's got Sam, who is telling her that she's disrespecting men and that she is, you know, the opposite of female empowerment. Like, lay off of Haley. She's just a 21-year-old woman who's very mature and, like, just likes to flirt, which is totally fine and not even remotely, like, bad in any way. And it's not even, like, intense. Like, she just, like, she rubs hairs and, you know, like, cuddles with people. Like, it's not even bad at all. I don't understand these people, and it's very frustrating to me, and I just want to be like, Haley, it's okay. Like, don't listen to these people.
Yeah, I know the Big Brother community has defended her a lot this week, and she's just between a rock and a hard place where, you know, she's afraid to play that flirt game now because Sam could, you know, possibly hang that power over her head. But at the same time, Fessy is so aggressive and has been since the feeds have come on. And somehow that gets blamed on Haley. And Haley's like, dude, I already told you no. I straight up said no, and you don't listen. This is the weird part about that former Faute alliance is they don't seem to get along with each other a lot of the time.
None of them.
I know Bailey was in the half-knot room talking with Rachel and Casey, and she was throwing Fessy under the bus hardcore.
Yeah, because she's genuinely frustrated with this dude.
Yeah. And so I don't even know. I don't know how much longer it can exist. It's like a failed marriage and they need to go their separate ways, but they just can't quit each other. And it's going to bite them in the butt.
Yeah, you know, well, luckily, though, we have people like Sam who's looking out and protecting Fessy, looking out for Fessy, making sure that he isn't, you know, unfairly treated by this this wicked tease of a woman, Haley. Very, very happy that Sam is there to look out for the sweetheart, Fessy. We know his history. very frustrated. I saw this on Twitter. I'm sorry, I forgot who it was that said it, but I really like this idea that what Haley should do is say, absolutely, Fessy, I will stop doing all of that. I'll stop laying well with guys. I'll stop touching their hair if you use the veto on me. And then have Fessy use the veto on her. And then in the veto ceremony, as she gets up because he's placed the veto on her, just walk over to Brett and just go, oh, yeah. Oh, hey, Brett, how's it going? Just like hands in his hair, just like, please. And then just to see the look on Fessy's face as she stares in his eyes as she does it. It would be a beautiful moment. It's not going to happen because she's too nice for that. But, you know, it would be wonderful.
It would. Yeah. Oh, boy. I don't know what they're going to do going forward on that Faute side, because if let's assume that Rockstar goes home this week and she doesn't make her way back. Then they've lost four votes in a row, and half of them are either obsessed with another person in the house or are obsessed with another person in the house and believe that they can see colors that indicate something else. They're just lost. Hopefully, I'm really hoping that Bailey will cut bait. A dream of mine would be that Bailey and Tyler would work together and they could run the house. But right now, they only exist for our entertainment because that Faute, they have no chance.
Yeah. They are in trouble. I mean, that was basically the day. You know, like I said, like this is a week that's likely not going to matter anyway, and it's hard to really get much campaigning because Sam refuses to tell people what she'll do, and Fessy already knows what he's going to do. So there's not much that we can talk about yet. Luckily, the veto ceremony will be today. We'll get a lot more information from that. Hopefully we'll get some more drama in the next few days as we get down to the campaigning, as Faute almost definitely turns completely on Caitlin, and Caitlin gets more and more desperate to stay in the house. I mean, we saw how desperate she was for the veto to be used on her. I think that's now going to turn to Fessy, you'd better vote to keep me. Tyler, you'd better vote to keep me. We'll see again, every trick pulled out of the bag on that one as well. So lots of fun stuff coming up, hopefully, on this supposed dud week. Anything else you want to talk about from yesterday, though, Adam?
Yeah, just really quick going forward. Rachel was made a have-not yesterday, mm-hmm. and by her reaction, you would have thought that she had been sent to Auschwitz because she sat and cried or just sat in the bed all day. She didn't eat for the longest time. And people noticed. And I know JC had talked to Brett and said, you know, she's got to go. And Brett's like, I know, dude. And then you saw, you know, lighter conversations with Angela. But there are little cracks that seem to be coming up on that L6 side. And it'll be interesting to see which one of them goes next and for what reason. It could be Rachel if she doesn't step up her social game.
Yeah, Rachel has been sort of the person that they've been quick to throw on. Like, she's the one they're quick to be frustrated with, for the most part. JC definitely hates her. She is more like, she is probably the person who is most on board with the Women's Alliance. She wants to only go after guys, which the other people are not really as on board with. She does seem like the one most likely to flip on them when the time comes, but I also think she's one of the more capable players in that alliance. She has a lot of good relationships with the other side, so she is somebody to watch, but I don't think there's anything for the Level 6 Alliance to worry about in the near future. I think that's definitely a little bit more down the line. I think she wants to make sure people like Scotty and Fessy are out of the house before she makes any kind of move on Level 6, so we'll see how that goes. Anything else?
No, I think that's about it for yesterday.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining me today. There were lots of bubbles. This was the bubble update. Adam, thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And everyone, thank Adam for the music that plays at the beginning of every one of these updates.
That's right. Rock and roll.
Yes. You secretly are Mark McGrath, but nobody would know.
Yeah, unless they use their eyeballs. Other than that, they'd have no idea.
Well, luckily, the people who are listening to this podcast can't see us. So hopefully they just think that you're Mark McGrath. Where can people find you, Adam?
Oh, just Facebook. I don't have functional Twitter. I haven't used it since like 2013. So if you want to find me on Facebook. Other than that, you're probably not going to find me because I live in rural Missouri.
There you go. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Summer of Stein will be recorded and released today. Tomorrow, I'll be back with the next live feed update where I'll talk about what happened on the veto with the veto ceremony and everything that happened after that. And then tomorrow night, we'll have the stock watch. We'll update all of the pricing and get some more of that goodness to you. Wednesday night episode, Thursday night. We'll see what happens with that power. Lots of good stuff for us in the future. But for now, we will have to leave you. So I will see you next time.